Okay, we're going to focus today on the Esher L'Sichas HaKever below Dam. We're not going to talk together about the very beginning of the Siman and Yoledes. You should have seen that material on your own, but time doesn't allow for everything. The Mechaber writes here in Sif Beis, Kufsadi Dala Sif Beis, Hamapelas V'soch Arvayim, Enoch HaShesh Eslublad, that if a woman has a miscarriage within 40 days of the Yitzirus of Lad, so that doesn't create tumas yoledes. Aval chosheshes mishem nida filu larasa. But there is still a chashash of dam nida, even if she didn't really have a riyas dam. Says Rava, but nei she yasher l'tzicha v'kaver below dam. Anytime the uterus opens, there is a assumption that some dam comes out. If it's only tumas nida, not tumas yoledes, so you don't have the other halachos of tumas yoledes. So this is a machlokes tanaim that we have in a few places. We have in the beginning of the third parak of Nida, daf kaf aleph amud aleph. The Mishnah says, "Hamapelas chasicha, if a woman miscarries and out comes a piece of flesh, if yesh imadam tameya v'imlav tahora. So if that is accompanied with dam, then she is tameya mishum nida," says Rashi. And if there's no accompanying dam, then she is tahora. That is the position of Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein Kach Ubein Kach Temeya. Even if there is no dam that accompanies the chasicha, the woman nevertheless is Temeya Nida. What is this machlokas based on? So the Gemara explains a few lines from the bottom. Amar Vachem Yitzchak Ve'efsha L'sicha Fakav B'lodam Kemifugi. So that's the machlokas tanaim we have elsewhere, and we have it here as well, that do we say the fact that there is a pesicha tarecha means definitionally there is some dam coming out, even if we're not conscious of it, and a woman therefore would be tameya nida? How do we paskin? So we just saw we paskin Shulchan Aruch, but working backwards, the Rambam actually paskins like Shitas Chachamim. The Rambam in Isurei Bia, Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel. Not surprising if you have Machloka Es Chachamim and Behud, the Pachla Chachamim. So I'm a Pafkin, Perek Hei Halacha Yud Gimel. Hamapeles Chasicha Af Api Shehi Aduma Im Yesh Im Adam Tmeya Vim Af Tahora. That's Shitas Chachamim. If there's Dam, she's Tmeya. If there's no Dam, she is Tahora. And the Ravid is Masig. Kol ma shekasa b'ze ein bo halakha l'maisa. I'm sorry, that's the wrong hasaga. Scratch that. Had lo kehilchasa. Da sikna be'efshe l'tzicha f'kever b'lo dam pligi. Rabban and sari efshe l'tzicha f'kever b'lo dam. So the Ravid had that if Shitas Chachamim. Be that is a May, the Rambam paskins that Esher L'tzicha F'kever below Dam. However, many Rishonim paskin otherwise, that E Esher L'tzicha F'kever below Dam. That's the position of the Rush here in the beginning of the third parak of Nida. And that's the position of the Tor and the Beis Yosef, which we first encounter. We didn't really focus on it when we saw Simen Kuf Pei Ches, but we first encounter this in Simen Kuf Pei Ches, Se'if Gimel. So, Lahalacha, even though the Rambam paskins Esher L'tzicha F'kever B'lodam, we paskin Shulchan Aruch, E Esher L'tzicha F'kever B'lodam, so anytime there is a Tzicha F'kever, we have to be concerned that there is Dam, and a woman therefore is Temeya Nida. Even in a situation in which there's no issue of Yoledes. Fine. If you look here in the Pesachei Shuva and Sivkata and Ches, Pesachei Shuva quotes from a Shuva of the Nachlas Shiva. The Isha Shayashva Al Mashber. A woman is in labor, or she's literally sitting on the birth stool anticipating labor. Upasku ha-chaval in v'tzirin, and she was having contractions, and then the contraction stopped, and she went back to her normal activity, and there's no baby. So it was a false alarm. The Tzricha Shiva Nekiyim, she still is considered to be Tamea Nida. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos indicates that Yosheves Al Mashber is an indication of Sichas HaKever. What's that about? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Kafes Amid Aleph, in discussing at what point is a mutter to be Mechal Shabbos for a woman in labor. The Gemara there says, the Amos HaSichas HaKever, Shabbos Kuf Kafes Amid Aleph, the Gemara presents three deos in Amorim. Either Misha Sheteshev Al Mashber, the point that a woman sits on the birthstool, or the point that the dam is shoseis v'yoreg, when the dam starts coming out, or misha shechaveseh nosesus abagapel, or the point at which a woman can no longer walk on her own. Okay, so either yosheves al mashber, or dam is shoseis v'yoreg, or a woman cannot walk on her own. So these are three opinions in Amarayim. At what point do we say you can be Mechal Shabbos for a woman in labor? And the Gemara couches that in terms of when is Sichas HaKever. How do we paskin there? So in Shulchan Aruch, Simen, Shin Lamed, and Hilchos Shabbos, we paskin L'chumro like all the days, that as far as Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh goes, if a woman exhibits any of these signs, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for her as a woman about to give birth. What is the correct point in the Ikara din? So that may be Machlokas Rishonim in the sugya there, but as far as Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh is concerned, we're machmir for all three shitos. So says the Nachla Shiva. Given that the Gemara indicates in Shabbos that Yosheves Al Mashber, any of these signs of the imminence of childbirth, are considered to be Tzichas HaKever, even though the issue with Gemara Shabbos is not whether women is Tamei Anida, but whether they can be Mechal Shabbos, the terms are all the same. So since that is an indicator of Tzichas HaKever, so even if a woman doesn't end up giving birth at this precise moment, but she's Yosheves Al Mashber, she has an indicator, that makes her a Tamei Anida. That means we assume there was a Tzichas HaKever and a Tzichas HaKever below Vlad. So says the Nachla Shiva quoted in the Pesach Tshuva. Okay. Then the Pesach Tshuva quotes later Achronim that are cholik on this Nachla Shiva. So if you look here in the Chabad Sa, yeah, so.
The Gemara just said that Yosheves Al Mashber is the reason about us in the Chabad Sa, and the Nachla Shiva is saying,
well, it's more than that. The Gemara's lashon is the Amos HaTzichas HaKever. The issue of the Gemara is Pikuach Nefesh, but the Gemara couches it in terms of Tzichas HaKever. So says in Nachla Shiva, that sounds like Tzichas HaKever, Tzichas HaKever. So whatever is true l'inyan Kol Shabbos is true l'inyan Tumas Nida. However, later Achronim argue on the Nachla Shiva. So the Pesach Tshuva here is Mitzayin the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das here in Siv Katan Aleph says it's difficult to assume like the Nachla Shiva. For example, if you look at the last Se'if in this Siman, Yotze Dofen, in Lo Yotze Dam, El Derech Dofen, Imo Tahora Mileido Minido Miziva. So a woman has a C-section. If you pull out the Vlad, not through the Rapem. So if there's no Dam, then there's no Tumas Leda, no Tumas Nida, no Tumas Ziva. Says the Chavis Das, what are we talking about? We're talking about a woman who had a Yotze Dofen and never went into labor. She was never Yosheves Al Mashber. She didn't have the early signs of labor as per the Gemara in Shabbos. So if we're talking about contemporary times and you have a scheduled C-section, so maybe Nachanami. But in those days, there were no scheduled C-sections. So obviously, we're talking about a case where women started labor. She was Yosheves Al Mashber. It was Chavir Senos Asasa. And then, at some point in the process, there was the baby was born not through the rechem. So Chazak thinks that when we say E'ef shel l'sicha v'kever lo dam, it doesn't mean literally any time the rechem opens there must be dam. It means any time the rechem opens and something comes out, even if that which comes out is not dam, you have to assume that some dam came out as well. So if the rechem opens and something comes out, whatever that thing is, so then you have to be concerned E'ef shel l'sicha v'kever lo dam. But dam, the rechem opens up, that doesn't in of itself mean that we have to be concerned about dam.
Yeah.
You're concerned there's dam, but just like about that, bothering dam. So yes, that means that we yes, that there definitely was that. Then the Pesach Shuvah is Mitzayin and Shuvah Me'ava. Talmud and Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing as well. Shuvah Me'ava Chelak Aleph Simin Kuf Yud Dalid. So he quotes this minog reflective of the Nachash Shiva. The Nachash Shiva represented that this was the minog of the Noshim Tzidkaniyos from Medina of Poland. The righteous women of Poland had this practice that if a woman would have false labor and start having contractions or being Yosheves al Mashver, and then the contraction stopped and she went back to her normal activity, she would be considered a Tmei Anita. So the Tshuva Me'ava writes, V'nifalti, I was shocked. V'achasti tzirim ke'yaleida, and I started having contractions when I heard this. V'amarti, Im Shagisi Hashem Tov Yechaper Ki Ein Al Shema Rav Amar Mishpat V'chov Al Piyator Leida Kol Likutim V'likute Bas Likute. So they quoted that this appeared, the Berhetev quotes this Nachal Shiva. They said just because the Berhetev quotes the Nachal Shiva, you're responsible to know every Sefer quote in every Kitzer book that was ever published, writing 200 years ago. Ein al shum harav amora mishpat v'chov al piyatora leida kol alikutim alikuta basa likutim mehochei imushos zay lenu v'neinam neida shochan arach v'achronim anipasim esha shochan arach. It's enough to know what's on the page. You'd be happy if you know what's on the page well. But don't bother me with the Nachash Shiva quote in Berhetev. I'm not responsible for everything ever printed. So he thinks, like the Chabad Das, that Yeshua Tzitz of the Kavir Blova doesn't mean any time there may have been an opening that we're necessarily concerned that there was dam. The Sidrei Tara has a slightly different take, or a different take. He also is calling on the Nachla Shiva. The Sidrei Tara here in Sifkas and Cafe says, in this case of the false alarm, where the woman started Yosheva Samashbir, she thought she's going into labor, and then it turns out that there was nothing was going on, and she goes back home. So the Sidrei Tara writes that Iglai Milta is all a mistake. Meaning, fundamentally, it could be that we say Ein Tzicha V'Kever Blah Blah, we blow dam, sorry, even if nothing comes out. Chazda said we only say Ein Tzicha V'Kever Blah Dam if something comes out. The Sidrei Tara may acknowledge that even if nothing comes out, it could be Ein Tzicha V'Kever Blah Dam. But over here, there wasn't even a Tzicha V'Kever. She was Yosheves Al Mashver. But it was clear retrospectively that that was a mistake, that she shouldn't have been, that it was a false alarm. And there was no Tzicha V'Kever. If there would have been a Tzicha V'Kever, even if nothing came out, so then we have to be concerned Ein Tzicha V'Kever Blah Dam. But here, the fact that she went back to her normal activity was an indicator that it was all false, there's no Tzicha V'Kever, and that's why there's no concern. So you can't talk about a minog. The minog of the Nashim Tzidkaniyos in Poland. You talk about a minog where there is a certain situation, you have a practice how you deal with that situation. But we're talking about a mistake. So what does it mean to say? There's a minog whenever you made a mistake and the midwife and all the women thought that a woman was about to have a baby and she didn't. So then the minhag is whenever Rav makes a mistake that she's Tmei Anita. You don't talk about a minhag of how we act whenever we make a mistake. It's not the norm to make a mistake, so we don't have minhagim about abnormal situations. So where everyone got it wrong, everyone thought that she's about to have a baby, she didn't. Not shy to have a minhag, that was all betos, and there was no psicha for kever. But in a chanami, according to the Sefer Tzara could be, even in a situation where there is psicha for kever, nothing comes out, we would still have to be concerned about dam.
So, according to the situation, if a woman starts to go into labor,
right,
that would sound like it would mean that one should act as if she's in
right
need of, because mm-hmm. she's a psycho like ever. And then, are you talking that it turns out to be false labor, you just go back to not assuming she's in need of?
Right, that could follow from the situation, correct. Meaning in the 99% of the cases, then it's real.
And also, I assume just this from Sparta, like Brax and Hicks contractions, which
right
are by definition false labor.
Right.
Would we extend the subject out of that?
The Nacho Shiva?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's called Yosheva. We don't know exactly what Yosheva Salmashbear means. But presumably Yosheva Salmashbear is the women know what's real and what's not. So when she's Yosheva Salmashbear, she's on the birthing stool, she believes that she's about to have a baby. So if it's a false contraction, you can usually tell what's false or what's real. Okay. So Moshe thinks that there's the following nafkamina between the Chavetz Av and the Sidrei Torah. Moshe in Yoredeya, Chelik Bey, Simen Ayin Vav. Igros Moshe, Yoredeya, Chelik Bey, Simen Ayin Vav. So Moshe says like this. Let's say you have this scenario of an Nachla Shiva. A woman is Yosheva Tamashbir, whatever that means. She's sitting in the position where she anticipates being about to give birth, and she's having whatever contractions, and then it turns out it was all a false alarm. So do you need to do a bedika? And there's no dam. So do you need a bedika after? Do you need to perform a bedika afterwards to establish her shahora status? So Moshe suggests, according to the Sidrei Torah, so what happened? She thought that this is the real thing. She thought there was a psicha sekever, and then we determined that it was all a false alarm, nothing doing, so there was no psicha sekever. So if there's definitely no psicha sekever, then you're home free. There's nothing to talk about. No need to perform a vedika. If, however, as the Chavetz would have it, there was a psicha sekever, but as far as we could tell, nothing came out. But how do you know nothing came out? Maybe there should be a requirement to perform a bdika to ensure that nothing came out, to ensure that there's no dam there. So Moshe thinks that's enough community to sit there time with Chavetz Av. If we're saying retrospectively, it turns out that there's nothing doing from the beginning, so no need for bdika. If we believe there was a psicha sekever, but we were not aware of anything coming out, so then maybe there's need for a bedika. So Moshe thinks that the more consensus opinion is like the Sidrei Torah, but there's Malkam Lahafmir like the Chavetz Av, but if you're not Mahmir, the woman would not be Asura. So Mikradin, he thinks a bedika is not necessary, and if a woman didn't do bedika, then fine, but he thinks that it would be preferable to perform a bedika in that situation. Rav Avner addresses a related issue. Tshuvas Shevet Alevi. Yeah.
Right. Even right after the bedika,
no, I think Rav Moshe would say that if she wants to act as Tahora, then she should perform a bedika.
Right, so in what case are we relying on?
Rav Moshe then, that's, he's saying the Igra then is not necessary, but it's a good idea. So Rav Avner, Shevet Alevi Chelik Dalet Simen Kuvav, Shevet Alevi Chelik Dalet Simen Kuvav, which is excerpted in the Shiurei Shevet Alevi here as well. So he says, what happens? A woman goes, the woman's in her 8th, 9th month of pregnancy, she goes to the doctor, and the doctor tells her that she's already 1 centimeter dilated. 2 centimeters. But she's not having contractions, there's no, not feeling that she's in labor, but not uncommon for women to be slightly dilated at the end of a pregnancy. So would you say that we're choshish for psichas hakever? She's slightly dilated, that's already psichas hakever. So according to the Nachla Shiva, would you say that she has to conduct herself as Tamea? The Rebbe says no. That even the minhag of the Anshei Polin, that's where there are contractions, where she's actively in some kind of presumed labor. So then there may be what to talk about. Even there, many are cholik on the Nachla Shiva. But here, it's normal for a woman to be slightly dilated. No dam. So no one would say that every woman has to be choshesh from the time that she's in her 8th month of pregnancy, that maybe she's tamea. So that is generally accepted. I think Rav Moshe has like that as well. What about a situation where a woman is in the early stages of labor, so she begins having contractions for real, and but she doesn't see any dam yet? So we consider her tamei ready at that point. Can her husband have any contact with her? In the end of the Sefer Mare Kohen, he has a short psakim from Shlomo Zalman. So he quotes it from Shlomo Zalman that if there are mild contractions, then you don't have to be choshesh for psichas hakever. But if there are any serious contractions, strong contractions, even without riyastam, then you should be machmir to treat her as Tamea. Other posts can say that as long as there's no riyastam, you don't have to assume that there's psichas hakever. Usually by the time the contractions get stronger, there already is dam. But the Rabbi Willig would say, for example, I think the Pisa Chuvas quotes others that say this, that as long as there's no dam, you don't have to treat her as tamei. So we don't know at what stage is it considered psichas hakever.
I'm saying if the only way you have to treat her is if you saw down.
Right. So because we don't know, so there may be situations we'll talk about where you know there's a psichas hakever, but if you're sitting, you don't know, you're not looking. So. How do you know? So if there's dam, then you definitely know.
Can you have psichas hakever without dam?
E afsho psichas hakever without dam.
Okay. Can you have dam? So then why is there such a clause? Just say if there's dam, then there's dam. And if there's no dam,
Because there are situations, leida is complicated because the Gemara never tells you at what stage in childbirth do we assume that there's psichas hakever. And the Gemara in Shabbos is not talking about Isra Nida per se. The Nachal Shiva made that through Shabbos. That's not the others argue. So you know, we don't necessarily know definitions.
You're saying if it's not related to birth.
In the situation of childbirth, so at some point, the kever is definitely opening. We don't necessarily know when that is. So if there's them, then she's a sur anyway. She's a anyway. Before that point, so we don't necessarily know when the psychotic kever takes place. So absent any other knowledge, some would say you don't have to be choshesh. What about where the water breaks? Before any contractions or before any riyasam. So in that same list of shilos of Rishon Zalman, he responded that if there's no dam that comes out with the water when the water breaks, so then that doesn't make her does not make her a nida. So paskin most paskim. Rav Avner writes that mikra din, that's true, but he thinks maybe you should be mafmir since water breaking is a sign that the labor is imminent. So he thinks that it's kedai to be mafmir, but he acknowledges mikra din. A woman is still tahor if there's no dam. Okay. The corollary to this discussion is what the Pisca Tshuva raises here in Sivkatan Dalit. Pisca Tshuva here quotes from the Noda de Bihuda, Tinyana Yaradeya Chela Simon Kukkaf. Pisca Tshuva here, Sivkatan Dalit. That when we say Iyesha L'sikha Sakhavar B'lodam, so the context of the Gemara is where the Rechem is pushing something out. So when the Rechem pushes something out, there's an assumption that some dam is going to come out as well. So the Noda de Bihuda writes, it's not only true where it's the Rechem pushing something out, it's also true if you're pushing into the Rechem, that if something is inserted to the Rechem, he says, Rofe who sticks in his etzba or a kli, into the Pia Makor. So then we're also concerned about Psicha Sakever and the Iyashel Psicha Sakever B'Lodam. We know the Bihuda says that's true even for a Zekena, even for a Muberes, Vanika, even for Musulekas Damim. We're concerned about Iyashel Psicha Sakever B'Lodam if something is inserted into the Rechem. That's the Noda Bihuda quoted here in the Pesach Tshuva. Now the brackets here quotes from the Chachmas Adam, who raised questions with this Noda Bihuda. How does the Noda Bihuda know it? What's the source? And anyway, he says, when the Noda Bihuda says the rofe who sticks in his etzba, so obviously that's lodak, because the finger cannot, there's no way if it can get that far, it's not going to get up to the rechem even if you wanted to. So says the Chasam Sofer quoted here, Chasam Sofer Yerodea Kufayin Tess. Yerodea Kufayin Tess, that the figure can't get into the Rechem. Most poskim assume that the Noda Bihuda is correct, or they assume Lalacha like the Noda Bihuda. Chazon Ish in Simen Pei Gimel Os Aleph. Chazon Ish Simen Pei Gimel Os Aleph isn't so convinced by the Noda Bihuda. He says not sure what the source is. If you look in the various instances where the Gemara raises Iyesh Al-Tikha Sekevel Adam, there's no indication that there's such a concern about inserting something into the Rechem. The only context is where the Rechem expels something. And the earlier source in Nachronim that explicitly argues on the Noda Bihuda is that the Tiferes Moshe. The Tiferes Moshe is quoted in the Tshuvas Marsham, Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Marsham Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Mem Vav. So the Marsham there writes that his understanding from the doctors, which we just quoted from the Chasam Sofer and many others, is that even if a doctor has an instrument, it is unlikely that the instrument is going to get all the way into the rechem, because that would be dangerous. So usually you don't have to be choshesh that if a doctor performs a procedure and inserts an instrument, you don't have to be choshesh that it's going to go that far. And anyway, you could also be mitzaref the Tiferes of Moshe, who argues with the Nozbi Yudin, assumes that Iyasho Sikha Mekhev Lodam is only where the Rachem expels something, but not if you stick something in. And he writes about the Tiferes of Moshe, the Noda Maisei Tokfo Vuraso, approaching Purim, Kashir Yidu Alav Kama Gedolim. The Tiferes of Moshe was a credible rabbinic authority. Nevertheless, the general consensus is to be choshesh for the Noda Bihuda. The Aruch HaShulchan writes here, Chalila, to be make it like the Tiferes of Moshe. And we are concerned about the potential of Sichas HaKever, even for something inserted into the Rechem. So if that's the case, that we're concerned about Sichas HaKever for something inserted into the Rechem, what is the shear for that? It's how wide does such an instrument need to be to potentially pose a problem? Meaning how wide an opening in the rechem or the pia rechem they need to affect in order to pose a problem. So Rav Moshe writes, this is an Orachayim Chela Gimel Simen Kuf, Orachayim Chela Gimel Simen Kuf, that there definitely has to be a minimum shear. You can't say that if you insert something even with the diameter of a kol shehu, that that's going to pose a problem. Because if you look in the Rush in the beginning of the third parak of Nida, the Rush has a case there. He understands that if you're mapelas kein klipa, a thin object, then Eben agrees that we're not koshish for Psichas HaKever. You see from the Rush that there has to be some minimum diameter, some minimum width that would pose a problem of Psichas HaKever. What is that minimum width? So Moshe says we don't know for sure, but we do have a Mishnah Olos. Mishnah Olos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid. Talking about Sichas HaKever. At what point is a woman going to be Tumeya? So the Mishnah says, Eim in a fallen Sichas HaKever, Achi Agilu Rosh Kepika. Now, if a woman miscarries, so there's only an issue of Sichas HaKever if that which comes out is the width of, or the head is the width of a pika. What's a pika? The pika is some kind of weaving instrument where you wrap wool around it, and part of the weaving process. So how wide is that? So Moshe doesn't know. But he says the Noda Bihuda was talking about an etva. So even if etva is lav dafka, presumably the Noda Bihuda meant the width of an etva. So lo matzinu, that we're concerned about Sichas HaKever if it's less than the width of an etva. So Moshe thinks that less than the width of an etva is about 3/4 of an inch, which is about 19 millimeters, which, as we discussed when we spoke about Tzumim, is about the diameter of a penny. So Moshe thinks that if that which is inserted is less than the diameter of a penny, then there's no problem of Sichas HaKever. So if you look around, it seems pretty apparent that there's just about no gynecological procedure done where anything's inserted, number one, there's almost nothing that's inserted that far anyway. And there's almost nothing, there is nothing that has that kind of a diameter. So according to Rav Moshe, there is virtually no gynecological procedure that would actually raise an issue of tzichas hakever, whereby if there's no dam that comes out, you still have to be concerned about a woman being tamei because of ein tzichas hakever below dam. Some other poskim have slightly smaller shiurim. The Badi Yashulchan has 15 millimeters. If you look in Rabbi Forst's book, I think he writes that a standard speculum would only be 3 millimeters wide, which according to everyone would be fine. I think I saw a quote from Avil Yashiv that maybe even though Moshe is to correct maker or din in terms of the shear, maybe should be choshesh if it's more than 3 millimeters. So while if there's any particular procedure performed, it could be that it's appropriate, is appropriate to discuss the details, but when all the dust settles, independent of our previous discussions of Danaka where there is blood, but if, for all intents and purposes, in just about all situations where there's such a procedure and there's no blood, we don't have to be choshesh about the Pesichas HaKever issue.
Right, but we have to be choshesh even if it's more than a penny or anything like that.
Yeah, but the mice, I don't think there are any procedures that,
that much
where it would be dangerous to insert something that wide.
It does not tell you, like, no one of the doctors being
kind of... I think that is very right. Okay. I think we'll stop here for today.